Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. And you bet your bottom dollar that we got something for you tonight. It has been quite interesting, to say the least. The presidential election, and wanted to see what you guys have to say about it. We're going to call up our Henrietta Byrd and see what she's up to. All right, doesn't look like she's answering the phone. Let's try it one more time. Otherwise, we're going to get going with the declaration of the International Black Summit, which is what we do from time to time. And make some things happen that way. So, this is Glenn Greenwich. I'm in New York City. And looking to get a hold of my co-host in Chi-Town. But as we do that, while we do that, we're going to look at a couple things and let's do the declaration. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please, as we acknowledge the ancestors and the people who passed before us, and the people who will come behind us. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. So, let me send out some text messages, get some people on this line. We want to talk about what's happening. What happened? What's going on? See what's possible. Because I don't even know what's possible, given the environment and what we're up to. But you know what I do know? That no matter who was in the president's position, we as a community are going to have to make it happen. You know, that's the bottom line. That is the bottom line, my dear. So, let's see, we're going to put together some messages. Let me see what I want to do. I want to look at some old messages that I sent down and see what there is to do. My goodness. Life is too short And God is good. God is so good. So I'm hoping that I can get my co-host in here. And just looking forward to some delightful conversation about what we've been up to. And like that. So I'm going to send out I wonder if it's my phone line that gets having some technical difficulties here, and it's really not going through, and I'm not sure why. What's up with that? But we're going to make something happen anyway. We're going to make some things happen because that's who we are people who make stuff happen. And it's going to be interesting to see who else we can get up in this piece. And see who else that would be interested in being in this conversation. As you can tell, I'm busily doing something, and let me send this out. So, Trump is the president-elect. We want to hear about that. We want to hear what your thoughts are. I want to. I don't know. You know, it's been interesting because different people have been in different places about this conversation, and I don't know about you, but there's been the element of surprise, certainly. There's been an element of fear. There's an element of, I almost want to say shock. You know, I don't know what else to say. I mean, it's been a very interesting story, tale, some interesting tales I'm having difficulty focusing here, but that's been kind of like what the conversation has been like. Really, you know, it's been difficult focusing. It's been difficult acknowledging that Donald Trump is actually the president-elect, and he'll be our next president. And you know, it's been interesting, to say the least. You know, to watch people's reaction. I work with some teachers, the teachers one of the board, and what I was very surprised to hear is that the children were very, very upset with what was going on and what's been happening. You fail to acknowledge that they know about what's going on and are affected. And of course, all the times that I've grown up around presidential elections, you always, as a child, you're always you know, asked to watch the debates and, you know, watch different, you know, special things that are going on around it. And this one wasn't, I don't think it was very good for children. just seemed like it was the wrong thing for children. Not sure why. No, I am sure why. But I'm just surprised that they were affected the way they were affected. I guess that's the question, the real question for me. So it's one of those things. So as we look, you know, we look and see and investigate, you know, what occurred, what happened, what caused this in the mix of things. And the pundits don't know. The pundits and the pollsters were very surprised and shocked. What I can say is that there seemed to be a lot of people that wouldn't admit that they would vote for Trump, but did. And so, you know, the question becomes, why would you do that? Are you not proud of who you're voting for? Or were the principles that you were voting for him for not up to your standard? Or were we just making a joke about it? Like, you know, ha-ha, I'm going to vote for him for whatever reason. I don't want to vote for Hillary. I don't think, you know, I think Hillary is this or that or that or this. Doesn't really matter. But it is what it is. So it's kind of interesting. So we begin to look at that and talk about that and, you know, find out what's happening with you guys. Let me see if anybody's in the chat room. Let's chat here. So let me see if anybody's in the chat room. Anybody want to chat about it? No, it doesn't look like anybody's in the chat room. So things are a little quiet. I heard Glenn Beck was on CNN. Interesting view. Didn't sound like he was a Trump fan. Politics makes for strange bedfellows. So, you know, like that. So, you know what? I'm going to talk a little bit about what's happening here in Queens. I'm excited about what's going on. We've got some severe challenges in keeping hotels to be hotels rather than becoming homeless shelters, which seems to be a money-making proposition, unfortunately. We shall see what is happening with that. Let me get a hold of my girl here. See where she's at. See, she's coming for the call. She may not be recognizing the number. So we've got a few things that are going on, to say the least. We've got 10 proposed hotels. We've got another 2 or 3 building residential opportunities. One residential, one mixed use. And So we've got a couple of things that are happening from a development standpoint, and you know, we'll see how it turns out. The next 3 or 5 years here in Jamaica, Queens, is going to be paramount. And, you know, we'll take it play by ear and see what's going to be happening.
So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you have to check out our website, www.blacksummit.org. We're having a bunch of things that are occurring that are going to change the dynamics of Jamaica, and I'm standing for it being a positive change, a change of purpose, a change of mindset, a change of I don't want to say positive, but one of a positive, empowering, encouraging change. So I think that that's all that is possible. I think it's we're banking on it. We're speaking it. We're making it something to talk about, and something to be excited about, and something to I want to say bring home to mom, that I think that that's the kind of thing. And so with that, I'm saying that to say that in all our communities, I am a stand that we do that we look for opportunities, look to make stuff happening, look to promote what we need to promote. And let's begin to look from within, because we're sufficient. We're sufficient to make whatever happen that we need to happen. And we don't need any outside help. We don't need any encouragement. We got this. So let's look at how we can put those resources together and make it happen and move on. And, moving and grooving. So one of the conversations that we've been engaged in is about rage. And someone just called me on my other phone, and it's our co-host. Hey, my dear. I'm good. Why don't you call in the line? Can you call in the line?
I can.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you're heard it here. Calling back in. So that's a wonderful thing. So my significant other radio show host. I'm a caller. Is going to dial in and just hang out with us for a little bit. We've got about 40 minutes left. We've got an opportunity to still have some discussions. So I'm looking forward to it. Actually, let me dial her again and see if that number will come back up. So I'm trying something technically, and it didn't work. I don't know why. Why not? Anyway, what there is, I'm gonna do something in a second here. Let's do this one. Had a call. So I'm gonna add my girl to this call. See if I can do it that way. So I might lose you for a second. So just hold on. And we're going to We're going to be dialing for dollars here. Sorry about that, folks. Just got disconnected, and I'm back on. And here we go. Henry as a bird. How are you, my dear?
And yourself?
I am well and well and well. And, you know, I just wanted, actually wanted to talk a little bit about this election.
Say it again. You want what?
I'd like to talk a little bit about the election. What kind of feedback have you been getting or reactions have you been getting from people?
Well, I'm going to ask. I'm going to see if Sean wants to respond to that. Let me just put it back on speaker.
Sean, Glenn said he wants to talk about the election, wants to know what kind of responses that we've been getting from people, or that you've been hearing from people.
My white friends have totally freaked out. Not totally, but they've really affected. Like my boss in particular was really like shocked. She was completely taken back. And for the last over a week, she's now about a week. She's just been like in shock. And oh my goodness, okay, so what are we gonna do? What's gonna happen? Oh, we gotta start doing this, we gotta start doing that. And my friends have been slowly unpacking why. What did the Democrats wrong?
Yeah.
You know, what could they have done better, et cetera, et cetera. We've had interesting debates about that. I guess those are the two things that I'm thinking. But most of us now, and then there are a lot of people have taken a really spiritual. God is still God. And at some point, you know, the work that we have to do may not completely depend on who wins in Washington. You know, we still have to do the work. Now,
mm-hmm.
Maybe it's easier, maybe it's harder, but the work still has to be done. So that's been
But you're right. The work still has got to get done. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had one of my suite mates come in, and he, you know, wasn't very clear, but I believe that he actually did vote for Trump. But he was very nonchalant about it, and we were a little on edge about it, both of us. And so he wanted to ask me why black people were so offended by Trump. And so we had a pretty – what?
What was the question? He wanted to know what?
He wanted to know why black people were so offended by Trump. You know, like what did Trump do or say that had people be offended by him? And I, you know, talked to him candidly about what my thoughts were. And, you know, there was a sort of a meeting of minds in terms of, I think that he seemed to get the communication. I was a little shocked that he didn't get it from the beginning, but that's another conversation. But it was an opportunity for us to talk a little bit about race that we never really talked about. you know, and he's in his 60s, and he's lives out in Long Island, and is a lawyer, is an arbitrator, so he's been a lawyer for quite a few years, so he's, you know, I would consider him educated, but certainly was clueless to, you know, what we were up to and what we were going on. Then I had another sweet mate, female, Jewish, white, also lives out in Long Island, and she was just horrified. She hasn't slept in over a week and has been, you know, just so pissed off about the whole thing that she can't get herself right and relax. But the biggest thing that I heard that I guess was a little upsetting to me was I was at a retreat with some board of directors for the health center that I'm part of. And one of the board members is in a school, and she was saying how rough it was for the school children, you know, and I think she had elementary school, so it must have been 10, 11, 12. And she said they were crying, they were upset, they were talking about they were scared for their parents going to get deported. The Muslim kids were scared that they're, you know, something's going to happen to them. There's been a lot of fights and what have you. So it's been really, I hadn't even thought about them until she brought that up, how devastating it is for the younger children to kind of, you know, fathom what's going on. And they were referring to him as, how did this bad man become the president? So it's been quite interesting. Yeah. You got a question about that, Henrietta?
No, I was just trying to make sure I heard what you said.
They were saying that how this bad man became the president. What's the mood in Chicago? I mean, I don't know that I know the mood per se in New York, but I can certainly speak to the people that I've talked to, black folks.
Well,
our
mayor has declared that Chicago would not, if they were asking for Chicago authorities to turn people in that were undocumented or any of that type of thing, he said we're not going to do that, even if it keeps us from getting federal funding. We're going to be a safe zone. That's what he said. He came out early and said we're not going to be turning people in that are undocumented. We're not going to do that. You know, I don't know. I can't elaborate on, you know, it further, but I did hear that as a headline. And I did hear that this one particular grad student on the radio was, you know, here as a student and was like, you know, he doesn't know what's going to happen because he fled his country because of, you know, violence and this and that and the other. And it's like, man, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me. You know, so
yeah.
Trump has maintained his plan to deport millions of people.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that there's enough human decency for many people that would be involved with that to just not follow those orders.
Yeah.
I would hope that would be something that would happen. People just say, you know what, I'm just not going to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's a very dangerous thing to not only say, but to even try to follow up and implement.
it can lead to some really, really dangerous consequences, because that gets people to, man, you don't know. Oh, my goodness. People have, what are you, hunting people down, putting them in concentration camps to then deport them? I mean, that's.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think again, that some of the actions that the rhetoric, because really that's what it was, around what he's going to do, he's been backing off, and I think we'll have to continue to back off. So I don't know that the cost that he's talking about just to do what he'd like to do between the deportations, the wall, and some of the other craziness that he's proposing is unrealistic and cost prohibitive. But I'm glad to hear that your mayor is standing up. Our mayor is doing the same thing. He basically said that, we've got a large Muslim population here. And so what he said was that, we're not going to be, we're going to be respecting people and, protecting people's rights.
Right.
So, people are stepping up and saying, look, we're not going to allow this lawlessness and this craziness that this man is proposing. So I think that there's some humanity being demonstrated, but the guy's not even in office yet, and people need to hear or get some feeling of, safety and being able to exist. So it's going to be interesting, 70 days and then the first 100 of his administration, because his administration is being put together now, and that's going to be a telling story in itself.
In itself, that's right.
But
did
you
see?
As you, yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I saw just the news, a short news clip, and it sounded to me like he had changed his tone some. And
yes,
what
he has been.
What he talked about was getting rid of the illegal alien drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he did it, which, of course, that sounds a whole lot better, right?
Right. Well, he's been backpedaling, because when you think about his Affordable Care Act, he's now including, right, he's now including prior, what's it called, prior conditions? To be included, and he's also
conditions.
Yes, exactly, and he's looking to support to have the college kids be on the plan up until they're 26 or whatever it is, 25, 26. So,
yeah.
So
he's got a
piece of
No, excuse me for interrupting you. But he's got to step up to the plate, president.
Campaign is one thing,
but being the president is another thing. And have you been watching the Obama speeches? Like, Obama spoke Monday. He spoke, I think he spoke today.
I saw him speak yesterday before he took the flight out to Greece. And, go ahead.
No, I'm saying that was yesterday. I was thinking there was something today as well, but.
Well, I know what I find surprising is that he's got to go to reassure our allies that he ain't going to get too crazy.
Right. But he can't do that. You know, he doesn't even know. Because he does have the support. Well, I don't know if he has the support. I can't say that. I'll just say Congress is Republican majority now. So that in itself, you know, it's different. It's going to be different. And my thing, like as a minister, Glenn, I had to take the high road. You know, I had to go to
absolutely.
I had to go to a spiritual level. That's why I couldn't even speak on it, because I couldn't watch it. You know, even members of my household were very, very distraught.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, nobody has control of you. Nobody has control of you.
That's right.
You know, there's
right.
always, and I think that's why he won. I think he won on a particular level because people have to start to depend on their creator rather than the government.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, yes, you're
and
absolutely
nothing,
right, because
nothing makes you do that more than this, something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It will make you stand on your own two big spiritual feet.
Yep.
It will have you do that. You know, I'm working on an event, and I can remember the day after the election thinking, you better stay focused on this event.
Mm-hmm.
You better just stay focused right there because you have to take care of you.
That's
nobody
right.
else can take, nobody else can take care of you. Nobody else. You know, they can do things that will benefit you, but I must put myself in a position so that no matter who is running the country, I am running my business, you know, like Henrietta
right.
Incorporated.
That's right.
That's the thing, and it comes to that, and you know the president shouldn't make it come to that, but it does, and it's interesting because we do get kind of lax when we think somebody else has our back, but when you don't
uh-huh.
think somebody has your back, it makes you get on your job and be.
Yep.
About who you be about. You know, like, what better time now for the International Black Summit conversation? You know, what better time
uh-huh.
for transformative talk? You know, what better time? And so, you know, I look at that and I just see what it is we have to offer the community. You know, what we have to offer the community, what hope is what I mean when I say what we have to offer. Because
uh-huh.
it's time for a conversation of hope. But the hope has to be in oneself. And what
yeah.
I was created to bring into this universe so that it becomes a better place to live.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of where it took me. And I'm really glad about that. I'm really glad
yeah.
that I have the space to do that. But it was because of the principles, the spiritual principles that I know that I was able not to be worried and not to be fearful. And one of the things I noticed in Chicago is that people are not talking about it.
They're not talking about it. Every once in a while, if we're watching the news or something like that, there'll be a response, you know, just a response to the news reporter or to the song, you know, like that. But people, uh-huh, other than people aren't really talking about it, you know.
We've been talking about it out here. We had on Thursday last week, your college had a post-election, I want to say like a synopsis, like what happened. And so they had this brother, Mark Thompson. He has this political talk show called Make It Plain. If you see it, you can get it online. I think he just went on Sirius, the radio, I don't know if that's, it's not cable, what is it? It's like you can buy it on a lot of the cars have it now.
It's on FM radio.
And so he talked, and then we had this guy that was a communication guy, and they talked about some of the variables that made the climate, that led the way for Trump getting in. And then on Saturday, one of the elected officials out here in Southeast Queens had a session, and I think, I want to say about 80 people showed up to that. There were probably, Thursday, there were probably 50 or 60 people at that event. So we've been having those kind of dialogues for the community. But, you know, obviously that's not the whole community. And you're right, there is this kind of dull kind of sense of, you know, what's happening. You know, I was talking with my suite mate today, and we were like, it's like surreal. And at one point we said, it seems like we've woken up into the Twilight Zone. And not really, you know, disoriented, because it's off, and we can't figure out how to get it back.
Yeah.
But I think the bottom line is that we've got to, you know, Sean said it earlier, we've got to move on, regardless. You know, we've got to, mm-hmm. You know, you said it as well. You know, we got to take care of our own business. You know,
yeah.
We can't wait for anybody else, government or otherwise, to take care of us anymore. It's time for us to take the reins and do it ourselves and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's kind of been the conversation of International Black Summit all along.
Right.
It's about
that's
empowerment.
What I'm saying. You know, that's what that's what transformation is about. You know, when you're transformed, you're transformed. It doesn't matter. You know.
Yep. Doesn't matter what the environment is doing, because you're focused and you're moving in a particular direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, we had a class tonight, a Bible class. And one of the things that we talked about was faith. And Peter, you know, Peter represents faith metaphysically. And so, you know, we were talking about the walk on water experience and what happens, you know, what enables a person to walk on water, right? And walking on water is symbolic of like having your light show up, making miracles happen, you know, like having
uh-huh.
your light show
uh-huh.
up the way you intended. One of the analogies is when you focus on the Christ, and the Christ represents the highest state of consciousness where
okay.
all is possible, where there is no doubt, no fear, no, it's just all good. And whatever it is, manifests itself. So in this particular story that was being told tonight, Jesus goes to the mountaintop. And whenever, you know, symbolically he goes to the mountaintop, he goes to pray. He goes to be with God.
Uh-huh.
And when he comes down, he's so empowered that he can walk on water. And so that's what he does, because when you have that constant contact with that which created you, you are empowered to the degree that you can handle anything. And so it's
uh-huh.
described as a walk on water experience, right? And so
uh-huh.
he's walking on water, and then Peter, faith, wants to come to him. And once that high state of consciousness tells you, come, stretches out its hand, come. So you can have this high state of consciousness too. But you have to
uh-huh.
focus. So you have to focus on that high state of consciousness. The moment you look down, then fear sets in. And you realize that you have that negative reality that you can't do that. And so
uh-huh.
you start to slip. Story goes, the Christ, that high state of consciousness, stretches out his hand to grab you. Because we often step out on faith, but then our faith
uh-huh.
wavers, and we have to call
uh-huh.
out for that which we believe to grab us and get us back to where we can walk on the water. The winds and the rough waves and things like that are symbolic of the trials and tribulations in your life that come anytime you step out on faith. They show up. You get a new job, and then all your contacts,
uh-huh.
you know, like radar goes off, right? But then
yeah.
You can get scared and quit your job, or you can make arrangements to pay, because they much
uh-huh.
rather have the money, right, than to have
uh-huh.
you not working
where
right. they can't get it. But you have to be a one, not you. One has to believe that the job that they've received is a good thing, and
yeah.
stay focused there to be able to work something like that through. So, you know, I think it's just that time. I think it's just that time.
You know, it's, you know, there's no accidents in lives. There's a reason why he was put in there. And you're right. I think it's for us to show our resilience and to, you know, because we shall survive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even greater.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Because it's going to take this inertia to put us together so that we can create what there is to create in the future.
Right, right. So,
yeah. Yes, indeed. Interesting.
Right. And it's a perfect time of year. You know, it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good, great time to focus on oneself, you know, one's accomplishments, one's contributions, you know. It's a time of service. You know, so how can I serve? You know, how can I be This is the thing. Well, let me finish my sentence. How can I be of service to those who might be upset about what occurred? You know, what I have noticed in Chicago is that people are very friendly. They are very
really?
Friendly. Yes. You
more,
know,
more so than normal?
More, yes. And I noticed that the next day. And I've been out all day today, and it's the same thing. People are friendlier. They are, they're just like paying more attention. The first day, my friend picked me up, and her comment is, "Are some crazy drivers out here today?" And it was wild. I mean, it was wild. People were just honking and going through the lights and just, you know, like frantic. But after that, then it calmed down. The weather is very nice here. You know, it's been almost 60 degrees here today, and it's supposed to get warmer tomorrow. So
yeah, that's what we're going to get to. Yeah.
No. And have you seen the moon, the beautiful moon?
No, I heard it was a big moon. The biggest it's going to be for the next 74 years or something.
Right. Ginormous. It is beautiful. Yeah.
Now, there's supposed to be a meteor shower tonight and tomorrow night as well. But it's hard to see with all the buildings.
Oh, yeah. See, over by the lake, we can see it.
Yeah, you should be able to see that over the lake really well.
I'll see if I can take a picture and send it to you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, kind of cloudy tonight, but I'll try to get it. Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, cool. Well, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're wrapping up a conversation of possibility and distinction and reaction to the President-elect Donald J. Trump. People are all over the place about it, and there's still a lot of murmurs and condolences and some excitement. So we've got an opportunity to keep doing what we do, which is generate possibility, community, and personal empowerment. So come check out our website, www.blacksummit.org. We're going to Guyana, West Indies this August, so make sure you're getting your information together, your flights. You want to start looking at your flights already, and the hotel. We'll be getting that information for you in the next month or so. So you be on the lookout. It's going to be a very interesting 2017. 2016 is going to be hard to top. But somehow I think 2017 is going to be on the shoulders of 2016. So we've got a lot to look for and get excited about. And we've got lots and lots and lots of projects and things that we're doing that are going to be impacting our community. So look to hear about those things. Henrietta's doing some wonderful things in Chicago, and I'm doing some great things in the borough of Queens, New York City. And as is all of the other summiteers, as someone has called us. So, any closing words for you, my dear? And maybe Sean might want to say something to close out.
Yeah. I would just say, see it the way you want it to be.
speak it the
Amen,
way.
Amen, sister. That's right. Create it. Envision it and make it happen.
Right.
That's right.
I'm saying the best is in front of us. Like I'm creating the best life I possibly can for myself.
And the best is yet to come.
And that's right. And that's it. And stay there until it manifests.
Mm-hmm. Sean, anything for you before we wrap up tonight?
I would say to just remember that just for us to remember who we are. Just remember who we are and continue to do the work that we do in building our community. That work is in front of us still, and it's not going to be, it's going to always be there until we get it done. And then some new work will happen. So let's just keep
Absolutely.
Working, keep building, and keep on moving up.
Keep on moving it up. I love it, brother. Well, that's it for me. Love you all. Thank you for the uplifting conversation. It's always great to engage in other folks that are up to some positive communication and some generating possibility. I refer to our declaration. The only way we can produce unpredictable results is to be generating some positive energy and action consistent with that vision that we see for ourselves and for our community. Take care. Peace out. Have a wonderful and blessed week. Stay safe. And look forward to checking you out next week when you call in. Peace and blessings. Good night.
Good night.